Today on Gardening in a Minute, herb gardening. Herbs are plants grown for their special aromas and flavors. They are mainly used to season, enrich, or otherwise improve the taste or smell of foods. Many herbs are also colorful and have interesting textures. Herbs are well suited for container culture because only a small portion of the plant is usually needed at any one time, and the plants are generally small. They can also be used in borders or in flower beds. Most herbs will do well under the same conditions of sunlight and soil as vegetables, although some herbs are more sensitive to soil moisture conditions than others. The addition of organic matter to sandy soils can be beneficial since herbs are shallow rooting. Keep in mind that some herbs, such as mint, can grow rapidly and become weedy if left unchecked. For more information on herb gardening, contact your local extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida IFAS Center for Landscape Ecology and Conservation with WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, vegetable gardens. Vegetable gardening is as popular as ever, and in Florida we can garden 12 months of the year. Let's look at some of the benefits that your own vegetable garden can provide. Number one would have to be taste. There's nothing like the flavor of a ripe tomato pulled fresh from the vine. Home gardens are convenient and may encourage you and your family to eat more fresh vegetables. The choices are endless with vegetables of all sizes, colors, and shapes. Gardening can be great exercise and can provide a little time to unwind from a stressful day at home or at work. Gardens today incorporate flowers, herbs, and vegetables together to make a beautiful statement in any landscape. But let's not forget the fun. Gardening's a great personal or family activity. To try your hand at vegetable gardening, contact your local county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida IFAS Center for Landscape Ecology and Conservation with WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, fall allergies. Surprisingly, pollen and mold levels in the fall can be even higher than those in the spring. Gardeners may be especially sensitive to allergy attacks as they rake leaves, plant trees, and prepare yards for the winter months. Ragweed pollen is a major problem in the autumn with its ability to travel hundreds of miles with the wind. Trees that produce pollen in the fall include several varieties of elm and eucalyptus. Mold counts often peak during fall months. Leaf piles, soil, and rotting wood can all be sources of outdoor mold. To protect yourself from allergies, wear a filtration mask when working outside. Remove or compost leaf piles. Wash your car and hands frequently to remove allergy-causing particles. For more information on allergies, contact your local extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida IFAS Center for Landscape Ecology and Conservation with WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, fire ants. Fire ants are notorious for their painful burning stings. These stings result in itchy bumps that can last for up to 10 days. This insect is native to South America and is considered an invasive species in the United States. Fire ants are aggressive, reddish-brown to black, and from 1/8 to 1/4 of an inch long. The ants build large nests, usually in the form of visible dirt mounds, but also in rotting logs, around trees and stumps, and can even invade our homes. There are currently no ways to completely eradicate fire ants, but several treatment options are available to homeowners that involve baiting or treating individual mounds. Researchers are also working on developing natural controls, and it's hoped fire ants will soon be Florida history. For more information on fire ants, contact your local extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida IFAS Center for Landscape Ecology and Conservation with WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, selecting the right tree for your yard. Trees provide a foundation for your landscape and benefit us in so many ways. Yet with all the great things we know about trees, most people are not sure how to go about selecting the right tree for their situation. One of the things you can do to help select your tree might be to drive around your neighborhood and see which trees are doing well and which ones you like. Look over the area and check for power lines and other obstacles. Think about the care it will take and use recommended tree lists for Florida to make your choice. By following good tree selection and planting advice, the right tree can help to transform your yard into the paradise you've always wanted. For more information on selecting the right tree for your yard, contact your local extension office or browse to gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida IFAS Center for Landscape Ecology and Conservation with WUFT-FM.